Welcome to the Matchmaker Matchmaker podcast, where we tackle the toughest questions about dating. We are your hosts, Aliza Ben Shalom
and Rabbi Yisroel Bernath. And without further ado, let's get to our question of the day.
Rabbi, 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 what is the question of the day?
What do you do when a girl doesn't want you, but you know she loves you?
Oh, those are really hard situations. That like it got my heart a little bit. I'm like, oh. So love doesn't know right. I don't know how to say that differently, but I'll explain
love
what I
mean. Love doesn't know right. I love that.
Love doesn't know right or wrong. Love just knows love. So it could be that I love you, and it could be that you love me, and it could be that we're not right for each other and we can't live together. But it doesn't mean that we don't love each other, right? And it doesn't mean that everybody that I do love is my right person to marry, because I have a lot of love in my heart and I love a lot of people, but it doesn't mean that I should marry each and every one of those people. So love doesn't know right.
Can we marrying for love is a new idea.
Yeah, that's not the old way. What do we marry for? Money. I'm just kidding.
No, but there was in society, you know, in the old way was marrying for money, status, procreation. There's so many other reasons, but the idea of marrying for love is a new concept. It's not even 100 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we quote you on that?
Sure.
You heard it here first, folks.
No, but it's known. It's known. I can find you. I don't have it in
front of me. Peer-reviewed studies.
It's not peer-reviewed studies, but I can find you the you know, just look it up. We'll see. The idea of love and marriage together is a newfound idea.
Wait a minute. This isn't, you know, that old, but you know, there was that, you didn't watch TV like that, but like love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage, the whole thing. And there was a whole show on that. And it's the song and it's the show that like promotes love and marriage. Those two things go hand in hand.
Maybe that's how it started. I think there should be other reasons besides love to get married. And that's what you're saying is correct. And that's a differentiator, is that there will be other reasons. You love a lot of people, but there's other reasons why you get married, not just because of love.
Okay. We got to talk about it because a listener asked. So why might this person say like, I love you, but I don't want to marry you? Like, what are those other reasons?
Because values? I can't live with you. I can't stand certain habits of yours. Mm-hmm. I can't.
I love you, but I can't live with you. I love you, yeah. But I can't live with you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's people who say that even after they're married and they get divorced, right? Mm-hmm. I love you, but I can't live with you.
Yeah.
Right. There's some couples are much better not living together.
Yep.
And there's some couples who even stay married, not living together, which I don't say it's the best idea, but it could be the recipe for a happy marriage for some people.
Yep. Yep.
So there needs to be some other reason to get married besides for love, because not always, not for everyone, will love be enough to sustain the relationship.
Right. Right. Love isn't enough. Love isn't enough. Didn't we say that before? Or I might have said that to a client recently. I was like, love just isn't enough. It's not enough of a reason to move ahead. I love you. Let's get married. Are your values aligned? You know, are your fears being triggered? Do they have an ick factor that you're really not tolerating and you can't stand? You know, is there alignment with life goals, where you want to live? What kind of family you want to raise? What kind of a community you want to be involved with? Like, are all these other things? Oh, but I love them.
You just added so many other
components
that I would say I would challenge that are even more important than love.
Right, right, right.
So if love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage, you might as well separate the horse and carriage. And then you figure out all the other components, like how to put the horse and carriage together and whatever harness you need and whatever other elements you need to get it. And then you can see the horse and carriage going together.
Right. So I don't know, but it's sounding to me like love isn't the answer. It's not like, oh, when I'm in love, then I'm going to get married, because then it's all going to work out. True?
True. True. Love is not the only thing. It could be one of the things. I even would like to say that I hope it's not number one.
Sorry.
Let it be number two.
That just came out. Okay. Love shouldn't even be number one, quoted here by Rabbi Bernath. The love rabbi. Wait a minute. You're even the love rabbi.
I know, but you know I hate that moniker.
I know. That's why I said it. Just like a little No. I mean, I think it's a great title. But love. So I had this client and she came to me and she was in a very toxic relationship. And she said, but I love him. And I said, but love isn't enough. Love isn't enough. It's not enough. It's not going to sustain you through a long-term, happy, healthy marriage. Love simply isn't enough. And then she's like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, actually. And I literally proved it to her through this whole soulmate clarity system that you may love somebody and they still may not be your person, which I think is at the root of this listener's question. Like, but I love them or they love me, but how can it be that that doesn't work?
Right.
It's actually true.
And I would say for this client, I don't know who the client is, but when I've seen this, it's been someone who has been in a relationship before and they keep on getting into these kind of relationships that are either enmeshed or they are dependent upon something that's external. So it's not even love. They misconstrue it as love. They think they're in love, but really they're in lust or they're in infatuation.
And I'm going to add, some people are in love. Like, this client had spent time together, giving to each other, growing the relationship, working on it. And it had gone well for a period of time. And then things started to actually go south. And to the point that it not only wasn't repairable, but it was not a healthy relationship. So I do think that there still is love that exists between people that might not be lust. It might actually be love, but love is not a positive result for marriage. It's not like love, check, now we can get married. It's like love, check, okay, should we get married? I don't know. You got other things in common besides love?
Right.
Like, what else is aligned? Where's your compatibility?
I mean, just remember, if you can love your grandma and you can love ice cream, what is love?
Okay. So we're going to wrap and give this listener a blessing. May you learn more about love. May you understand it deeply. And may you have so many other qualities and things along with love in your marriage, which, please God, may it be soon.
Amen. Thanks so much for being here and joining us on this fantastic journey through relationships. If there's any questions that you have for us, we want to hear them. We love your questions. We love your feedback.
Thanks so much for being with us. And as always, may you find somebody wonderful. And when you do, message us.